My name is John, and you're listening to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is week 28 of 2024, Wednesday, the 17th of July. You're very welcome, guys. I'm running a few days late this week, so apologies for that. Just being extremely busy. But I wanted to keep the sequence going anyway with the weekly pod, and I have a good topic for you this week, so let's get into it. So in my experience, the number one management anti-pattern is promising up and blaming down. So let me explain. By using this approach, a manager is making all kinds of promises to senior stakeholders while blaming their own team if those promises are not met. That is obviously very toxic, but sadly quite common. I especially see it with inexperienced leaders who are enamored with the opinions of senior managers while they could not care less about the opinions of those they lead. That is not exclusive, however. I've also seen it in experienced managers who come from organizations where such toxic behavior is the norm. It is another form of overpromising and underdelivering, but it is even worse because the leader is blaming their own team for underdelivering on unrealistic promises. If your manager behaves this way, then you need to find another manager. It is only a matter of time before they throw you under the bus. If you yourself, who are listening, is such a manager, you need to do better. Your job is to lead your team, not to blame them. Start by not making promises until you consult with your team first to assess feasibility and estimates of those promises. Secondly, pad your promises to your stakeholders, as you never know what the future holds, to ensure you have enough bandwidth to mitigate any potential delays. So, put simply, you want to underpromise and overdeliver. And finally, you must build trust with your team. If they do not trust you, they will leave and let you pick up the pieces. They have zero reason to remain loyal to you if you are not loyal to them. That's just basic common sense and self-preservation. And engineers are pretty smart, you guys. They're going to figure out pretty quickly that if you start treating them as being, you know, expendable, they're going to figure that out and they're going to find a better opportunity elsewhere. So don't do that, obviously. It's a pretty dumb approach to take. In the short term, this approach may seem tempting to the manager, but eventually somebody senior will call your bluff on all of those promises and pin the ownership of those failures on you. And the thing is, guys, you have to think about your legacy. You have to think about how those that you led remember you. Do they remember you as that person who supported them, mentored them, always had their back, always helped out in a crisis? Or do they remember you as that guy who blamed them for everything that went wrong and was willing to, you know, sacrifice them and throw them under the bus if it was politically expedient to do so? Don't make that be your legacy. We've all had, you know, managers like that in the past, and when you become a manager yourself, don't be that guy. Nobody likes that guy. So what else did I do this week? In terms of my personal projects, I had done some work on grepper.org, which is my web search engine. It now supports date ranges in terms of filters. So you can basically run a query to say, give me all the results for this particular query for today or this week or this month or all time. So it's a simple enough filtering mechanism that you'll see on other popular search engines, but took me a while to get that in place because it's just been so busy with my day job and neglected grepper a little bit, but I'm pretty happy with that now. It's actually increased the usability of the website dramatically. So rather than having to go through lots of old links from the past, you can get stuff from today, for example, which is, you know, pretty convenient. So check that out on grepper.org. And I'm also nearly up to 5.6 million pages indexed there as well, which is really cool. So if you're interested in an alternative search engine, you're fed up with Google, you're fed up with Bing, give grepper.org a go. That is grepper.org. And enjoy, it's free. And it's also unfiltered. And there is no tracking there either. And no ads. Amazing, no ads. So check it out, tell your friends. In terms of media that I'm enjoying, I started to read recently issue 4 of Aegeon, Science Fiction Illustrated. I really enjoy reading these little paperbacks. They are a an anthology of short science fiction stories, lots of illustrations in there as well. And if you enjoy science fiction and you're looking for something that is just, you know, bite-sized and fun to read, and you want to read the work of New Emerging Authors as well, I would definitely recommend checking out Aegeon. I think it's up to maybe issue 9 at this stage. They come out approximately quarterly. I'm currently enjoying issue 4, and they've been really great so far. So check it out, Aegeon. It's on Amazon.com, and it is well worth your time. Okay, I will leave it there, guys. I will talk to you again next week, and I hope you enjoy the remainder of your week. Take care. Bye-bye.